50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they told me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Pissing People
Off. I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, what's up, DJ Envy? How you feeling?
Monday. I'm feeling great. I had a great weekend. I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Me too.
This week, I get to stay home the whole week, and I'm so excited about it. This is the first weekend I've been home probably in about 2 months.
Wow.
So, you know, I've been missing my son's football games. I've been missing a lot, but I've been out on the road working. Over the weekend, I was in Fort Lauderdale. I had a DJ out in Fort Lauderdale. And then Saturday, I was in Alabama for the Classic. Shout out to everybody I ran into the Classic. It's a huge, huge, huge game. Two Alabama schools. The arena, or I should say the stadium, holds 71,000 people.
Wow.
That's how big it is. It's so many people there. I mean, I ate so horribly. Everybody's out there cooking. They're cooking all types of fried fish, fried chicken, anything fried they can cook. I mean,
they can fry anything.
Yes, they roasted a pig. You could actually see the pig spinning.
You eat pork?
I didn't eat it, but I do eat pork though. Bacon, yes. But you can actually see the pig. It was the craziest experience. But
sounds
I had fun.
Disgusting.
I had so much fun. So shout out to everybody I seen out there. Shout out to Coors Light. I was out there with Coors Light. I had an amazing time over the weekend. And then Sunday last night, I was out in Boston for a Halloween party. So that's what I looked like yesterday, because I drove straight back.
All right. Well, I was in North Carolina.
Okay.
At North Carolina Central University. I was hosting the alumni party. Shout out to DJ SNS.
Shout out to SNS.
I was out there with him. Had a great time. I'm actually going to Detroit this weekend.
Thursday,
I'll be there. And I got a lot of things going on, but it's Coast for Kids.
Okay.
In Detroit. So unfortunately, I won't be home. But I actually love Detroit. That's like my second home. So.
Okay. I'm going to give you some coats to bring with you.
Can you ship them there, perhaps?
Okay, just give them to you.
I can't bring them on the plane, Envy.
I'll give you a bag to carry it on in the bag. It's for the kids.
Is it going to be the coat you wore to Powerhouse?
I have to retire that coat. I'm not going to lie. That coat has to be retired.
You can't never wear that coat again.
Let's donate it. No, I'm going to hold it for like 5 years and then bring it back out. But I can't.
I think you should donate it.
I have
to
post so many
kids.
Pictures of it because I just can't wear it again. SNS, shout out to SNS. He was with you over the weekend. He called me. He's like, call me immediately. He was like, yo. You know who killed Powerhouse? I'm like, what? Your jacket. So that jacket has a life of its own. I just got to retire it.
Yeah, I heard he was like asking what was going on with you with the whole dildo story too.
Oh my goodness.
It's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, I mean, the jokes are contained. I mean, no matter what, I get a joke. It's all fun.
It's annoying.
Though.
They said when you had that coat on, they said you were hiding dildos under it.
I know. It said my wife's bag had dildos in it. I mean, it's funny. It's been, you know, the craziest thing is my mom called me, right? My mom called me. This is the funniest
who
thing.
Who raised you?
Right? My mom, she was in Vegas for the week, so she really didn't know what happened. So a relative sent her, I guess, the caption of what happened. And the caption read, DJ MV's secret gay love affair with dildos. So my mom asked me about it. She was like, hey, baby. I said, mom, it's fake. She said, no, I know. But I just want you to know that there are haters out there. And you can't worry about the haters. You see what they did to Kevin Hart. I said, mom, you don't leave me the hell alone and go on. She was like, I'm just telling
you. Oh, you was about to curse.
I almost did.
You don't curse your mom?
I said, mom, get out of here. But
oh, my gosh.
I thought that was funny. We laughed about it. Anyway, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, there's going to be an arrest today, and there's a federal investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. What's about to happen?
Also, Casanova, Brooklyn's own Casanova, and Memphis Bleek will be joining
us. Brooklyn's own Memphis Bleek.
We'll kick it with both of them in a little bit as well. Of course, Casanova came out on my Powerhouse set and destroyed it. So shout out to Casanova and the whole Brooklyn.
You can't keep saying it came out and things like that at this point in time.
I can say what I want, man. It's all jokes and fun. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, NFL, the Vikings beat the Browns 33-16. Saints beat the Bears. Patriots beat the Chargers 21-13. Panthers beat the Buccaneers 17-3. Bengals beat the Colts 24-23. The Bills beat the Raiders. Eagles beat the 49ers. Falcons beat the Jets. Seahawks beat the Texans. Cowboys beat the Redskins. Steelers beat the Lions. And in Monday Night Football, the Broncos play the Chiefs. Now, in baseball, the Astros beat the Dodgers last night in 10 innings. Great game. 13-12. The Astros lead the series 3-2. Shout out to everybody out in Houston.
Yes, and the Houston Texans, they knelt during the national anthem, and that's in protest of Bob McNair's inmate's comment. Bob McNair's the owner of the Houston Texans. Now, they just revealed what was said in a meeting earlier in October when the owners were meeting. And according to ESPN, the magazine story, what he said was, "We can't have the inmates running the prison." Well, that's a very offensive statement.
Very offensive.
To your players. So the Houston Texans were kneeling in protest. And we'll give you more about what went on during rumor reports.
I didn't get that. I didn't understand. He said he didn't mean it like that. Then how did he mean it?
He apologized. He said he didn't mean to offend anyone. And he regrets that he used that expression. It was a figure of speech is what he said.
I don't get it. And what else are we talking about on Front Page News?
Now, let's talk about today is a big day in the White House. We don't know exactly what's going to happen, but once again, Trump was tweeting over the weekend, and that is because the possible first indictment is coming today, could potentially come today. According to sources, the special counsel team has set charges against at least one unidentified target, and that is all having to do with Russian meddling in the 2016 election, possible collusion. Now, Donald Trump was tweeting over the weekend, "Never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on Clinton made fake dossier, the uranium to Russia deal." He goes on to talk about they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, which doesn't exist. The Dems are using this terrible and bad for our country, witch hunt for evil politics, but the R's are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt by Democrats and Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out. Do something. Now, does this mean that possibly they are investigating Donald Trump, who is the president of the United States? Well, here is what Adam Schiff from California had to say.
You wouldn't know whether Robert Mueller is investigating the president?
I can't comment on that at all.
So we don't know who is going to possibly get their first indictment today.
Okay, we'll find out later, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. All right, and that's Front Page News. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or maybe you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity. 800-585-1051. Shout out to all our Connecticut listeners. They're saying 153,000 people are without power. And that's because of this nasty storm that hit the East Coast. So
I heard a lot of Jersey doesn't have power, too.
It wasn't that many. It wasn't as many. They said it was huge in Long Island and in Connecticut. So get it off your chest. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's your boy, D. Crowds from the Bronx. Let's go, Envy.
Let's go. Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, Envy, I just want to tell you I had a good time at Powerhouse this weekend, man. I brought my daughter. I was blessed to bring my daughter, my cousin, Nakima. Special shout out to Nakima. She got us the tickets. You know, we had a good time. But I wanted to see you do text the number, man. I believe in that song. I think that record is real dope. And I can't wait for your next project.
He's still upset about that.
No, I'm not. You know, Fetty missed his flight, so we couldn't do it. So, I mean, maybe we'll do it again some other time. But, you know, we still put together a quick show and a dope show. But maybe next time, bro. Thank you, though, for riding with me.
Yo, that's what's up. And you looking like a wizard in that trenches.
A wizard, right?
Ah, thank you, brother. Hello, who's this?
He said, thank you. You look like a wizard.
I'll take it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Elle from the Bronx.
Hey, Elle, get it off your chest.
Well, I've been seeing a lot of things on Instagram about Erica Campbell and about Kristen Michelle, whatever. Uh-huh. And everybody feels like, oh, we should forgive them because they made misinformed decisions. Nobody made a misinformed decision about any decision they make regarding Trump. I'm sorry. I can't forgive them.
Chrisette Michelle was talking about being suicidal and everything afterward.
I understand that, and I feel for her. And let me tell you something. I love Chrisette Michelle, but I feel like she should have made a better decision. It's like crossing a picket line when your boss is racist. You understand? Like, don't do that. Don't do that and then expect people to have sympathy and empathize with you and feel your plight at that point when this man, he's like the epitome of racism.
Man.
Well, we're going to talk more about what Chrisette Michele had to say about going through this deep depression in the Rumor Report, but I feel you. It's very hard for you to say, okay, I forgive this person.
It's like, we're still in slavery and we plan to revolt and they snitched on us. That's how I feel, like for real. It might be reaching a little bit, but that's how I feel because at the end of the day, if you're not with us, you're against us and there's no right in the fence on that. I'm sorry, it's just not.
What if she's with you now though?
You can't see, that's what I'm talking about. You understand? We are the only group of people that will put other people before us. You understand? And then expect our peers to forgive us and welcome us back with open arms.
So you don't believe in, forgiveness, is what you're saying.
I do believe in forgiveness. I believe in forgiveness when a person made a real mistake, when they made a sound mistake, when they really didn't know better. You understand? You were there throughout the whole campaign with the rest of us, and you still decided to make the decision that you made. That's not a mistake. That's regret. And it's a difference.
All right, Mama. Don't forgive her then.
She's
nope.
not.
Thank you. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this Gerald from Flint. Good morning, Envy. Good morning,
Angela. What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Good morning.
This is my first time calling. I've been listening to you guys for a little bit over a month, you know, since I had to commute out of my city all the way south to go to work, you know, to make some decent money. But I want that, but that's beside the point. I wanted to encourage y'all, let you know why I'm encouraged. You
okay,
know,
let
morning,
us know.
I got a chance to see some of the tweet storm that Trump, you know, participated in over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But one responder that I was really encouraged by was Michael Moore, the film, the movie.
Oh, they got
producer.
Into it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't get into it. He was more like murdering Trump in 7 tweets. Trump tried to attack the fact that he was on a Broadway show, claimed that it was losing, it was ending the run early. And Michael Moore, I don't know if you got a chance to read his tweets, you should, but he just killed him listing all these facts. And, you know, I'm really encouraged by the fact that somebody in Trump's administration is going to be investing in some silver bracelets later on today.
Yeah, Michael Moore said, you must have my smash hit of a Broadway show confused with your presidency, which is a total bomb and will indeed close early. Not sad.
Well, see, I love the fact that people are fact-checking. And I've, you know, our president is absolutely positively not.
He's just saying anything. And they said on Broadway, Donald, they call it a limited engagement, just like we're planning on making your presidency. Now, I see they're already doing a movie about the water in Flint, even though the water in Flint still has not been taken care of.
That's crazy. Hello, who's this?
Yo, hold up, yo. This is Mo. Yo, I need y'all help.
Oh, boy. What happened? It sounded like you stuck.
Listen, 2 weeks ago, I was shooting some videos on Friday night. I came back out to Yonkers. It was like 3 a.m. I ended up falling asleep at the light. I woke up to somebody banging on my window. Woke me. I was like, yo, you drunk. Tell him, I'm like, yo, bro, I'm not drunk, my I'm literally tired. Homie called the cops on me.
Wow.
Waiting for the cops to get there. Cops pulled up. Homie stole on me and was holding the door so I couldn't get out until the cops came out. Like,
what?
I need y'all to put it out there. Whoever the dude is, I don't know, he's from Yonkers. Tell him meet me by Getty Square at 3 o'clock today. We just
He's not gonna meet you there. He's probably there. Drunk right now, so he's definitely not gonna meet you there.
Damn, man, I'm gonna find him. I told him. Anytime I see him, I'm gonna with him, man.
You gotta know what he looks like.
Is it a crime to be drunk and sleep in your car?
Thank you, bro. I think it is a crime to be drunk in your car.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
No, I think so. Hello, who's this?
My name is Passion. I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina.
Passion.
Hey, get it off your chest, Passion.
I am calling to let the world know that I am blessed because my oldest son got to meet Charlamagne Tha God when we did the turkey drive when he came back down to Mount Corner.
Uh-huh.
And so since then, like, my son has been doing well in school because he got to see one of his hometown heroes to see that, you know, no matter where you come from, like, you can always make it. So,
there you go.
Right. Little things like that can affect somebody's life so much.
Absolutely.
Yes, I'm extremely happy for him.
Thank you. Have a great Monday, all right?
You too. Thank you.
All righty, Mama. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Well, yes, yeah, since we were so passionate talking about Chrisette Michelle, we'll talk about what she said over the weekend, what she revealed she's been going through. Also, Kevin Spacey, find out why he is apologizing this morning. It's a little crazy.
All right.
It's a lot crazy.
We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, what's the worst thing you can get in the mail, Yee? That probably scares the ish out of you.
An audit? You got an audit?
Nah, I didn't get an audit. No. IRS just hit me and said I owe them some money.
Oh, woo, you better pay that.
Yeah, I owe them $76.75.
All right, no problem. Yeah, you got it.
I'm paying them right now. Right now. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Chrisette Michelle.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chrisette Michelle, we were talking about this morning on Tell 'Em Why You Mad. And she has a new album, a new song called Strong Black Woman. And she just talked about what she's been going through during this whole time since she performed at Trump's inauguration. She says the black community dropped her like crazy. She said, if social media wanted to pull me down, I guess they succeeded as it pertains to Capitol and Caroline Records. I completed an entire album and my label decides to walk away from me. Capitol Records, I was quiet for a few days. I go into the studio and literally poured out my heart and soul and the label decides to walk away from me. So not only did the whole black community dropped her, so did her record label.
Yikes.
Right, she said, I went from someone being revered and loved to facing putting out an album in the worst climate of my musical career. Then she put suicidal thoughts. People ask how I'm so positive after all I've been through. When you're laying in bed naked next to a bottle of Bacardi and Xanax, when you wear pajamas morning and night, when you don't pick up the phone for weeks, months, when you're afraid to look at social media. I know I've sown positive seeds. I know I've lifted people. I know I've been a part of community activations and black empowerment. When a community sticks its middle finger up at you and completely forgets everything you've ever done, you are worthless. So she talks about having this suicidal thoughts, and she said that God was kind enough to soften the blow. I promise you, I felt him cover me like a blanket. I told him I was out of control. I told him I was having thoughts about leaving and not finishing at all. He's called me to. He listened. Therein lied my therapy. And then she said she had a miscarriage. She said that she was working out like a bodybuilder. And she said, my old habits of binge eating disorder began to show themselves, drinking maybe nothing but water for a day after a day of heavy intake. My trainer didn't know it, but he was feeding the demon that covered up hurt with food. I had a long cycle. And then she said, something came out of me. It was my child, the one my love and I worked so hard on. I never knew I could allow myself to be so broken that my physical body itself would break down. So she said she had a miscarriage. And then she said that yoga actually saved her life.
Really?
And that was the final one that she put.
So. Well, you know, the one thing that bothers me about our community is sometimes when people do the wrong thing,
educate them.
Instead of trying to attack them, we attack all the time. Instead of trying to educate them, and that's what with Chrisette, we do that with Floyd. We do that with a lot of our heroes sometimes. And sometimes people make bad decisions and they make wrong decisions. And instead of attacking, we should actually try to have conversations and tell them what they're doing wrong and how it affects people. Same thing with me with the whole stop and frisk thing a year ago. And I was thinking from a different way. And then talking to people actually got me to say, wow, well, I was wrong for that situation and what I thought. And people, we don't do that enough. And I think we need to do that more.
Yeah, you know, we knew you personally, obviously, up here. So we did have conversations with you. It made me mad. But I also know that you're not the type of person that I would say, okay, Envy's no longer part of our community, you know?
So right, no, absolutely.
I was like, he's lost right now. Something just happened to him that he was upset about.
Yeah, and
the thing is that a lot of people don't know Chrisette Michelle personally. I don't know her personally. Mm-hmm. And so you attack not knowing what somebody is
going through.
Is
exactly.
Going on,
so. Exactly. And I think we need to stop doing that.
All right. Some people can get excommunicated, though. Cool. Now, Kevin Spacey. Tell me what you think about this. He has apologized because someone has come forward. They did an interview with BuzzFeed. A Star Trek actor, Anthony Rapp. He's had a long history on Broadway. He was one of the original actors in the play Rent.
Okay.
When he was 9 years old. And he said that when he was 14 years old, Kevin Spacey picked him up, put him on his bed, and was trying to get with him sexually.
Oh, my goodness.
Back in 1986, Kevin Spacey was 26 years old at the time. Now, Kevin Spacey tweeted, I honestly do not remember the encounter. It would have been over 30 years ago. But if I did behave then, as he describes, I owe him the sincerest apology for what would have been deeply inappropriate drunken behavior. And I'm sorry for the feelings he describes having carried with him all these years. Apparently, the two of them were in a Broadway play together. And there was a party at Kevin Spacey's apartment. Afterward, he said he went, but he was the youngest person there. He was only 14 years old. He felt a little bored, out of place. So he went to a room and watched TV, fell asleep. When he woke up, everyone was gone. Kevin Spacey came in the room, and he said he just picked him up like a groom would carry a bride. Mm. And he was kind of shocked, like, what's going on here? And then laid down on top of him. That's when he managed to squirm out and get away. So Kevin Spacey took this opportunity also. He said, this story has encouraged me to address other things about my life. I know there are stories out there about me, and some have been fueled by the fact that I've been so protective of my privacy. As those closest to me know, in my life, I've had relationships with both men and women. I have loved and had romantic encounters with men throughout my life, and I choose now to live as a gay man. A lot of people felt upset that he would intertwine those two.
Yeah, I thought that was whack. I thought that was whack to first of all, I mean, it was disgusting what he did, allegedly. I'll say allegedly. But you're not going to admit to something unless you really know you did. You're not going to say, hey, I don't remember it, but if I did do it when I was drunk,
I apologize.
That means you might have done it before, and that's pretty disgusting. And then instead of just saying, oh, hey, I did this, I might have done it, and I apologize, and maybe come out later, it's just whack to combine both of them.
And you guys all know Kevin Spacey from movies like American Beauty, The Usual Suspects.
So
sick. Yes, Seven. Mm-hmm. He's in House of Cards and all of that. So.
Right.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back...
We live in a crazy world.
We sure do. Memphis Bleek and Brooklyn's own Casanova will be joining us. Both from Brooklyn. We'll kick it with both of them, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests in the building, Casanova and Memphis Bleek.
Boom, yeah. Boom. Get up.
For everybody who doesn't know, why are you and Memphis Bleek together, Casanova?
He got to work right now, so he's not reselling it.
Basically, right?
Okay.
You know I got him with his do-rag back on.
Yeah. All right.
He told me put the do-rag on and, you know what I mean, get to it. So I told him, let's get it. Nah, but you know, Warehouse Music Group, Rock Nation, Casanova did a deal with us with the 2x, you know, partnership. Mm-hmm. And he got the project coming out real soon. But right now, we just flaming it up. My boy out here just on super fire.
So Warehouse is your label, Bleek?
Yeah. All me right. And my partner, Germ, and my man, Debo. You know, this is the label we came up with, a little something we cooked up with.
Is it distributed through Rock Nation?
Yeah, Universal,
okay.
Really.
Universal,
you know,
okay.
Rock Nation is just the strong arm. They strong arming us. Nah. Nah,
right,
Rock
now,
Nation, the big homies.
Now, Envy we all were at Powerhouse, and Envy did his Envy and Friends, and Casanova came out on stage.
Legally, this year.
Yo, you always blow me
you
up.
Were asking, yeah. I think you actually were banned from up here, right, at that time?
Yeah.
Last year.
I was banned. I ain't even know. Y'all ain't even put me on.
Casanova came, killed the set, energy. So now I'm about to walk out, and I see Casanova kind of skipping away from the exit.
Like a happy skip?
Like there's a problem skip. And he was like, Envy, I wouldn't go that way if I was you.
A skip. I don't want to run because
right.
Then it looks bad.
I'm like, wow, what's up? He said, look, they tossing somebody over there. I'm here legally. I don't want them to say it's me. So I'm far away from what's going on over there. They tossed somebody crazy. So I wouldn't go that way if I was you. I said, he done changed his life, man.
I changed my life because of y'all. Y'all gave me a shot. 2x y'all gave me a shot.
Now, Bleek, you said that Casanova's project is coming out soon.
Yeah.
So how much input do you have in what the final product sounds like?
Really none. I got a whole heart faith in my guy that he know what he doing.
Because
like,
I'm sure
got
he
it.
Wants your input.
Definitely. He hit me and tell me what he working on. You know, we speak about records, but as far as like going to the studio to make sure he doing his job, I don't have to even think about that. Cass is over-delivering. Like,
so,
you know what I mean?
To put this together, are you one of the artists that makes like hundreds of songs and then picks from that, or do you only make a select few? And
Probably I got like 30 songs right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to make the best of music. And at first, I was just trying to make Hooli music, but I didn't want to make the Hooli music no
yeah,
more.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not getting played on The Breakfast Club. I got to make some fun music.
Right.
So once I started, after the party tour, it was just everything was fun. I started seeing fun things, mm-hmm. And I started seeing like even Fab performing or OT Genesis or Cap G or Chris Brown performing. And the fun songs, the crowd reacted more better to.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you were saying gangster stuff in them. So
as
I said, you know.
It sound fun.
Yeah, I said, you know what? I'm going to make a fun song. And they supported me on it, mm-hmm. even when I just, with this new single, Left Right, mm-hmm. they supported me. They was like, all right, we like that one. And then I was happy.
I saw you in the studio with Scott Storch, too. He was playing, you was doing the beat with your hands.
Yeah, you
first.
Saw that? Co-produced yeah. that thing. Give me my credit. Yeah, come man. On, I'm working. Yeah, I'm busy.
What record is that going to be?
That's the Left Right.
Oh,
when
I right.
come
okay, okay,
out,
okay.
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm working. I got like 3 other records, too. You want to jump on the track? Let's do it.
And do what?
Come on, man.
The PT remix.
The Scott, that, what is that? My name hot.
You oh got, man, not hot.
My not hot.
Now, Bleak, this your second label, right?
No, first, man.
I thought you had Get Low Records back then.
It never got off the ground. Man. It was almost like a NASA project that the funding ran out. You know, like, it was one of those situations, like, you know. But all my guys, we put our work into it. But this the first real deal, like, mm-hmm. you know. Big homie gave me the green light, and here we are, Casanova, Manolo Rose, and. We here working.
Do you miss not going on tour and hype man and Jay at all?
Nah. I don't miss nothing about the
game. You don't
miss
tour?
Nothing.
Uh-oh.
I don't miss nothing about the game.
Listen, he lying, Cass?
Listen.
He told you he miss it?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna let you lie. These my peoples. Like, you my people, these my peoples. They look out. We was on tour. Mm-hmm. I said, yo, Bleak, you ready? He said, what you talking about, my G? Like, I said to put that do-rag back on. He said, nah, I don't know what you talking about. I said, take the mic. You coming on with me. He said, you ain't saying nothing, my G. I was born for this.
Yeah,
he went up there, turned all the way up, came off the stage, sweating bullets. The whole ball, he was lit. And he came up and said, I ain't going to front. I'm about to get back in the studio.
Yo,
See? You was lit. You was lit that day.
I was feeling myself. But trust me. The next day, I'm
cool.
You
changed your mind.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. It's too much, man.
What's too much?
Just... You want me to be out here mom dancing, however you say it, like, you know, I can't dab. My dab is not on fleek. Like, it's just not.
But you don't got to do that on stage with Jay, though.
You got to do it. The young boys don't want to see you out here standing straight up, right? You
man,
gotta
if I
dab,
see Jay dab, I might cry.
Something. Nah, Hogan
going to
dab. Just the sight of thinking about that. Like, he don't have to. He the guard. And he, like, I was telling Envy outside, Jay and Fab is probably the two last guys, and Fat Joe, mm-hmm. from the era that I came in.
Fat Joe dad.
Out here mingling.
Yeah, Fat Joe been dancing.
Still out here mingling with the young boys. You know
Jada
what I'm saying?
Jada Kiss too.
Yes. But as far as, like, it's a young man's game mm-hmm. right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
You
see
so?
Cass out here on Super Fleek. I can't be on FaceTime and live so much like that. My guy right here is the entertainment for me.
I feel like it's very versatile.
Yes,
though.
I think it's room for both.
Yeah.
You think so? So you think I could spit what
yes.
they call it for
yes.
the older rappers? Struggle bars? You think
struggle
I got
bars? They'll call it those struggle bars. As long as you feel nice, because like Jay 444 album is my favorite album of the year.
Yo, listen, I burn hole. Nah.
That said that. I'm done.
I got them bars, my G. You know what I'm saying? Bars are still there. You don't lose that. You know what I mean?
But you still love this business because clearly having a label, signing artists. You still have a love
of
for
course,
it. You just,
like,
don't want to be the person.
I just
in front
don't
want
to be the guy that they saying, yo, he had his time and now he trying to be with the young boys. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look like. Like, what's that picture with my man R. Kelly got on the baseball hat?
Oh,
the baseball
man,
jersey.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
I don't
want to
be that guy.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know when it's suit time and shoe time, I'm ready.
All right, we got more with Memphis Bleak and Casanova. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Casanova and Memphis Bleak in the building. Let's talk about this single now,
mm-hmm.
featuring Chris Brown and Fab.
Yeah.
Did you put it together on tour?
Yes, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told you, I wanted something fun, so I was telling him, like, yo, I'm about to do something fun. I don't want to do nothing gangster. I ain't on that wave right now. And then he was like, no, you need gangster. You are gangster. You need. That is your lane. I'm like, no, it ain't. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody can have this lane. I don't. None of the gangster rappers is making money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? All they're making money and it gets stuck. So nobody want to hear how gangster it is no more. You know what I'm saying? So as soon as we got off tour, we always in the studio. Brown came and then it was magic from there. Brown was like, yo, I'm getting on this. And Fab said, yeah, right. I'm getting on this too. And I'm looking again, you know, sometimes you just hanging around people so they get regular to you. Like, So I'm looking, and then it just caught me. I'm like, Brown want to jump on the M5? Oh, I'm lit. It's going down. I'm lit. I can't wait. And again, you're not learning the game. You don't know that. You got to get stuff cleared. You got to. So I post that thing the same day.
I remember it.
I posted it. It mean lit. Not Friday's lit. And I had to wait about 4 months.
What, he got a sample or?
Nah. RCA wasn't playing with
Chris
Brown.
Chris had about 5 records out at the time. He was working on his album, so
had to wait.
And he got an album with 45 songs on it.
Yeah, that I think he. That's a lot of songs. I think he could have put 150 on there. Mm. I actually listened to probably like 150 songs.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
He was like, "Yo, you want me to get on it?"
I got like 5 songs from him in the cut, just chilling. Mm-hmm. But
who had more cocaine in the studio, him or Scott Storch?
Nah, he don't do coke.
I didn't say he did it. I just asked who had more coke.
We don't do coke, and I don't know about Scott Storch because I was in the studio with him one time. So I hope he ain't doing no coke either.
Chris Brown has a crazy work ethic, though. What did you learn from him? Because you see him with the, you know.
Nah, I see everything from him. Like, I learned a lot. I learned a lot from his mistakes also. Like, we talk private. And he tell me, like, the downfalls, don't trust nobody, girls and business partners and stuff like that. And just from watching him, because sometimes you can learn from just watching him, I'm like, again, I said he got, like, 150 songs. That's 150 I heard. Mm-hmm. This guy in the studio, and his album is coming out with 45 songs. So now I'll be like, dang, I only got, like, 30-some songs. And I ain't go to the studio the whole week. I'm out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And I'll sneak to the studio. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'll have me in the studio, and he'll force me to do, you know what I'm saying? Because right. I'm in the studio with him, and I'm like, yo, you know what? Everybody knows, all Brown's friend knows, once you get in the studio, you're doomed. So you're trying to find a way out. Mm-hmm. He's going to play everything for you.
Right.
He's going to try to help you. Yo, you should get on this. This sound like you. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. He like, he'll force you to go in the booth.
Right.
So he's very helpful as far as I'm concerned. I don't know about everybody else. He treat me good.
Now, when he say don't trust nobody, how hard is it for you to trust Bleak?
Truthfully,
he's from Brooklyn. They say Brooklyn is the longest.
The crazy thing is, I don't trust my mother. My wife is out there. I don't trust her. And it's not.
What is wrong with you, Cass? Why you got trust issues?
It's a jail mentality. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody that ever did something to me, I trust it. Mm-hmm. So I just like, it's like you trick your mind. I don't trust you, but I really trust you. But I don't trust you, so I could say I didn't trust you anyway if you do something wrong.
With
so
your mom?
No, with my mom. Hold on. Make sure you go on Revolt and see my documentary.
I'm going to watch it.
You should have been
that.
There. My mom, I love my mother to death.
Right.
But she really was like when he came home from jail, I wanted him to go back. Like,
what?
Yeah, but my mom was really my everything. Like,
Why she wanted you to go back? What you do?
Nothing. She just was like, she didn't want me home because she didn't know if I was going to die or whatever. In jail, I used to call Happy.
You were happy in jail?
I was happy in jail. I was a young, wild blood with scalpels and stuff and control. So I was happy. I was good until the time started.
I would think you'd be concerned something would happen to you in jail.
I was putting in pain in jail. It's like the streets more, I think she think, you know, some people don't understand jail. She probably think it's just regular movie stuff, you know, this, that, and third. She didn't know it was that real. I didn't explain it to her. Mm-hmm. I always just come on the visit floor happy and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that I've been through in my life that I don't say because it doesn't matter. But my mom explained it on the documentary. Even my baby mom, she explained it. She was like, she ain't even know that I was going to rob. I would go to a store and I would tell her, yo, just wait out and just tell everybody they can't come in. And then she said she'll look in the store and see me over the counter like, everybody get down. And that's just real stories,
so
you know?
Maybe you can't be trusted, too. Maybe that's why you don't trust anyone.
No, I don't want you to trust me.
So wait a minute. You took your baby mom to the store and said, just tell nobody they can come in right now.
Yeah.
And you go rob the store?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't be trusted. You the crazy one.
Yeah.
That is true.
No, but I did it for us. I did it for us. She got the shoes and bags out of that too. I did it for us.
When you would jump back in the car sweating or whatever, she didn't be like, "What's wrong? What's wrong with you?"
No, she's in a documentary. She said it turned her on. She crazy, right?
But wow. How about being like, "I don't want nothing to happen to you."
Nah, she was happy.
F all them bags and shoes.
I did see a part of it where you showed her the check cashing place you robbed. I saw that part.
Did you go in there? You didn't go back in there. You're banned from there.
Nah, I didn't go in there. It's not a check cashing no more. Uh-oh. It's something else.
Tristan Bleek, let's get back to that.
Yeah.
So for you to actually sign to Bleek's label and to trust him.
You heard all this and you signed to Bleek?
How does that happen then? Because that has to be a difficult thing to do.
No, because I don't think trust and loyalty is two different things to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to trust me, but we could be loyal to each other. You know what I'm saying? So I give you that much trust to be loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? And even at the time when he was signing me, it was a couple people just like, "Yo, I'm going to sign you. And I'm like, "Nah, I'm all right. I'm good." And Bleek even called me one time like, "Yo, my chick. What's going on, my G? You taking meetings, my G?" I said, "Yo, homie, you good, man. I ain't taking no meetings. We lit. I'm signing to you no matter what. I don't give a fuck about none of that. And we good." And that's what it was. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it's like I say, we could be loyal to each other. We ain't got to trust each other. It's business.
I don't know if you can have loyalty without trust, though.
You think so?
Because why would I be loyal to someone I don't trust?
I'm going to break it down to you. Like gang members, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody trusts each other, right? Nobody, like, cause let's say I'm Stone, right? 99% of the time, when it's my time to go, it's gonna be one of my Stones to do it to me. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, "Yo, Casanova gotta go," and that's the only people that could get around me, because in the yard you stick to your own people. Your own table, your own line, going to chow, your own everything. You know what I'm saying? So I'm loyal to a gang, but I don't trust the people in the gang. Mm-hmm. But we are loyal. If you get in a fight, I'm going to get in a fight.
You're in a fight world. Okay, I see what you're saying.
You understand? Yeah.
All right, we got more with Casanova and Memphis Bleek when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into their joint. This one features Chris Brown and Fabolous. It's called Left Right. That was Casanova featuring Chris Brown and Fabolous Left Right. Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We still have Bleek and Casanova in the building. Yee.
I knew about one Bleek scandal early on.
A scandal?
Because I had a little show on Shade 45 lip Uh-oh. Service.
Uh-oh. What was my scandal? Uh-oh. I hit sign?
Yeah, like he's sweating.
You sweating? I want to know what scandal.
I don't even remember what it was exactly.
Because listen,
but it has something.
Play.
It has something to do.
When I was in the game, you knew. You come to this hotel, it's going down.
No, it was something there about. I'm trying to remember. It was something about you putting her on the bus.
Yeah, bros got to take the bus.
And she was
see
mad because she was like, "I went to go see Bleek, and then he made me take the bus home."
That's right.
Charlamagne had the same incident.
Raps is real.
He said somebody on the bus.
Raps is real.
Charlamagne said somebody on the bus too. One time.
I never seen nobody on no bus.
No, there was a guy online.
No.
Going on that coat.
And it was mad far. She was like, "He went far."
No, for real. And the guy said he came to see Charlamagne.
He did.
Charlamagne sent him back home on a bus.
Somebody called me before, Envy.
Glitter.
Years ago, though.
Glitter.
Like 10 years ago.
That was Glitter.
No, he getting you back. You see that? Y'all are some grimy friends. Look at y'all. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That scandal life, boy.
How did y'all avoid, like, rape charges and stuff back then?
Because.
Goodness gracious,
you gotta listen. Mm-hmm. I ain't one of them dudes who just gonna sneak a boob in my hand, feel a boob. It's like, no, shorty, listen.
Nah, but you don't gotta sneak a boob.
Like, you know
what
I mean?
They might want the money. What if they do the Kevin Hart to you?
Nah.
That's what everybody wants, the money right now.
Oh, yeah, that's because.
That's what they want, the money.
I think it's because y'all glorify these girls, though, man. Like, you know, you put some of these girls on the forefront, so you make every other woman. It's like, it's almost like when you. You measure anything against anything else, you give people space to try to beat that bar.
I think people see a lick. I think they see somebody with money and say, "Oh, this is a lick."
Like, no, for you get it worse if you got a girl.
Especially for Kevin.
You a lick because I'm your side joint.
Exactly.
And you might not really, they might not really be your side joint.
Yeah.
See, you just might be hitting them.
Right.
Calling them, hitting them, dipping off.
But they know you want it quiet. Same thing with, you know, with the incident with the same person with me. They make up stories because they see Envy don't want this out. Mm-hmm. So he'll just pay to get this off. But they don't understand. I ain't paying shit.
They ask you for money?
They going to college. My wife like expensive shit. I ain't paying for nothing. No. Yeah. Put it out.
But you know what was traumatic back then in that era when Superhead put her book out?
Yo,
that was like social media. Y'all had to feel like, man, we had her around. You know, and now this kind of turned on everyone.
You never got no F from Superhead?
I'm married, but my wife. Listen, this is Superhead was my peoples. Mm. Know what I'm saying? I met her at the murder mansion.
Did you get some?
And all of them.
Did you get some?
Come on, man. What's my name?
What's your name?
All right, listen. But she's the homie. Like, she was cool, right. You know? When I met her, she got in every video of ours. She was a Dumas, That Your Chick, and Hey Poppy.
So you were the one.
Was that good? In the book, she said, Hove put on a condom.
Get some top?
Yeah, that was smart.
You better do that.
Yeah.
Just for you young guys who skipped sex act, you can catch every disease from top without a condom. Herpes, chlamydia, gonorrhea, all of that. So you better put your fitted hat on.
So you used to use condoms?
Hell yeah, on the Rizzo. Though, listen, a roadkill couldn't even look at my joint without his rain jacket on. You might give me an eye cancer or something. like, real talk. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, I don't do that.
You playing Russian roulette.
That's like telling a girl eat a candy bar through the wrapper.
Yeah, I can't do that.
But being that was your people's...
In the words of one of my OGs, you just want to get it out of there, right?
But being that was your people's, were you mad when she put that book out? Like, yo, what are you doing? Or were you
I was a little heated at that, but it's like, to each his own. You're mm-hmm. going to get your money by what you're going to do. And like I said, and if you look at the moral of the story, she basically said, they show love. I show love, man.
You paid.
Put her in videos. Paid.
You a trick. I knew you was a trick. You out of pocket. You a trick.
Now, let's talk about, because you were around the era of Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown and the beef. Why do you think that they do that to women all the time? Like, is they always act like it's got to be when there's not a lot of women, you know, who are successfully selling records, getting played on the radio. They always try to pit them against each other.
Because it's only like four of them at a time. That's why. It's not a lot of females that's... I don't want to say it's not a lot of females in the music business. Not a lot of females that have the attention at the same time, mm-hmm. I would say. And that's what it is. So if it's one female who got all the shine and she basically winning at everything and then somebody come up, it's only natural to put them against each other. I think that's just natural. Like, I think it's just natural as in our human nature to be competitive. Like, you competitive with everything. The cars you buy, sneakers you wear. You just want to murder.
Did you do a lot of verses over Bleak back in the day? Did you ever have to go back in and be like, and if you did, tell me like some examples.
Definitely. For the family verse. That one sticks out. Me and Mill, Jay and everybody. Because I'd lay the
you
verse.
You got watched by a Mill Bleak?
No. I had laid the verse, right? And I thought it was super smoking. But Dame didn't like the rhyme. Dame was on me like, yeah, Bleak, that rhyme is whack. And then he somehow convinced Biggs that the verse was whack. So they was in the studio, and you know them. They was cutting me a new one. Like, yo, you gonna have them whack bars. Yo, you playing. So then I got mad at them, and then I went and changed the verse. But other than that, only person that made me change verses was Beans, man.
Yeah, when y'all used to go back and forth, right?
And that's
yeah.
why I'm listening to him say with that competition, man, Rockefeller Boy, we wanted to kill each other.
Right.
Every single day. Like, once you walked in baseline, you knew. You better have your A game today, because, boy, what's coming out of this A room is going to be fire. And you got to go in next. Good luck.
So Dame and Big was super critical of everybody?
Super. They don't want to put everybody against each other. We used to have a night in Baseline called Shut Your Mouth Night. And it was like you would call all the producers you knew, like Beans would call the producers he knew. Freeway, me, the Gunners, everybody. And we have all the producers come up there and they would play their beats or we play our songs. And if you ain't survive, you was getting cut up. It's a lot of producers. I can't even get on the phone to this day. They won't even send me a beat no more because they got embarrassed so much.
Wow.
And then it's producers who got T-shirts. I survived Keep It Real Wednesday.
That's not a bad idea.
Like, hold on. Dame just told Tyrese that his album is like Reasonable Doubt,
he
The Chronic.
He ain't keep it real. He ain't keep it real.
But we haven't heard the album. We don't know. Listen, we haven't heard it.
I know my man Black Ty. I messed with Black Ty. I never met Tyrese yet. But I didn't hear the album, but to compare it to Reasonable Doubt, The Chronic, come on, man. Nah, you basically, like,
I don't even got to hear to know it ain't close.
Like, nothing compares to that. Like, there's no music that will ever drop in this era or next era after it that will compare to them great classics. Like,
I don't even know why they do that, because people have memories attached to those records.
Yes, like, so, it's your childhood attached to that. Like, The Chronic, come on, I remember riding on the J train snatching chains, telling myself Corrupt
was
the nicest rapper in the world.
You was robbing. You see, yeah, you ain't tell me that part. Said you was a hustler.
I was doing both.
When I'm still one of the best things ever.
You didn't pay enough when you snatch a chain and then, yo, get enough money. You like, I did all of that for this.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a little bit easier to stand up.
Definitely 35%.
But that's what I'm saying. You got a whole memory to that.
Yeah, definitely.
So you can't compare anything to those albums, man.
No. Especially not Reasonable Doubt, man. Reasonable Doubt is the birth of Memphis Bleak, Rockefeller, Jay-Z, everything. You know what I mean? That's like, that's our baby.
I shout to Casanova and Bleak for joining us. When we come back, we have the rumors, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Cardi B, congratulations. She got engaged in Philly at the Powerhouse concert.
Dope.
Now, Cardi B's been on tour. She was actually at Powerhouse, also here in New York. The Migos performed also.
I was wondering why they didn't do that in New York, because Cardi B's mom was here.
See, I think this is just in my head, but I did see them rushing her to the stage at one point while the Migos were on stage. Maybe it just didn't feel right at that time. Maybe it was, I don't know. But anyway, here is what happened in Philly at Powerhouse.
They kept rushing me to go on the stage, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? Is it my stage set yet? I know I missed my stage set, and it's like, am I in trouble? What the hell is going on? Then I see the Migos perform, and I'm like, they always go after me. And then I'm like, oh, they probably want me to get on stage to perform my new song, Motorsport. And then, you know, I just performed it a little bit, and this motherfucker, he's tapping me, and I'm like, what's going on? I'm confused. And then he just got all his feet, and they just like, oh.
Oh, that's sweet. And she posted, Jesus Christ, I'm so emotional. Offset, I love you so much. Thank you for seeing the potential in me since you met me, for giving me advice, molding me, and loving me. You're such an amazing man to me, your family, friends, kids, and you are extremely talented. I can't wait to spend forever with you. Let's make a lot of shmoney and love together.
Now, I'm happy for both of them. I know both of them. I know Offset and I know Cardi B. And they just seem like they're in love, man. I hope they enjoy it. I hope they stay together forever.
Right, and she posted a ring. There's no effing way I would still be going to Vanity tonight to see y'all. I'm sorry. Impossible. Chalked. A ring this big, baby, I'm going right home and effing my end wear right out his haircut. Are you kidding me? Get in the back of the tour bus and knock the dreads off that end wear, busting it down for the rest of the weekend. She said, see us on Halloween, and it truly is a scary sight because neither one of us have come out for sunlight in days. I'm getting you pregnant, boy.
Okay. Ooh, okay. All right. Cardi.
Weird ending.
But yeah, weird ending. All right. All right.
But
Offset,
congratulations to the two of them.
Congrats to both of them.
Now, Offset's baby mom was not too excited about the proposal. I mean, what do you expect, right? Now, she posted that she was happy for them, but then she threw a little bit of shade. She said, congrats to my son, daddy, and his stepmother, whom we have yet to meet. Hopefully, at least get an invite to the wedding.
Yeah, so, that's not bad. She's saying congratulations.
But she's also saying, well, they haven't met yet. She hasn't met my son yet, and hopefully he gets an invite to the wedding. So
I'm sure he will.
I'm sure that's the right thing to do. And Cardi seems like she loves kids.
Right.
So I can't
Cardi
imagine
B a lot of kids.
There would be any issues there. Now, Cardi B also got honored. She was in Detroit, and she did end up getting this Spirit of Detroit honor, and everybody wasn't happy about that. It's like no matter what she does, everybody can't be happy for her. Check out when she got the Spirit of Detroit Award.
Thank you, Detroit. Thank you, the City Council of Detroit, Michigan, for giving me the Spirit of Detroit Award. This means so much to me. That's what I like to do. I like to uplift people's spirit through my music, my videos. You know, if you're having a very bad day and if your life is miserable, or just to unwind yourself, I like you to come to my page, make you feel better, and just always remember, people, if you think you ugly, there's somebody out there that's uglier than you.
perfect advice. But I was kind of confused with this, too. I mean, I didn't know Cardi B to spend a lot of time in Detroit or do much for Detroit, but maybe I'm wrong. But what do these things mean anyway? When they give somebody the key to the city or
well,
these
Spirit Awards,
what does
it mean? Well, I'm going to give you some more information on that right now. Now, Cash Doll, who's from Detroit, she's a rapper from Detroit, real good, cool person. I actually did Coast for Kids with her 1 year, and the kids went crazy when Cash Doll came out.
Okay.
And she was confused. She said, I already got one. She said she got one already. It's just weird. Nothing against her. I just thought you had to put work in the city to get it like other artists in Detroit. And she said, I can't believe my city. She was upset about her getting it. Now, Royce the 5'9", who's also from Detroit, had this to say.
I love Cardi B just like everybody else. But Cardi B don't know about the Spirit of Detroit. She ain't even received the Spirit of New York Award yet. What the is we giving her an award for about the spirit of our city? I'm a Spirit of Detroit Award recipient. That took some of the umph out of it for me. Get cashed out a goddamn award. We must stop it. We got to start looking out for our own artists.
Now, Cardi B said on social media, same lips that be talking about me is the same lips that be ass-kissing Motorsport. Thank you again, Detroit. I had such a great time.
I get why people would be mad, but I don't know what...
It's not her fault, though.
It's definitely not her fault.
She's not going to not take the award.
She's going to say, no, I'm not going to take this award. No, they gave an award. She's going to take it. But, I mean, we don't know what she's done for Detroit. I mean, like, you do a lot of things for Detroit. I do a lot of things for Detroit. Do people know about that? No, maybe not. So you never know.
Now, Detroit council members actually issued a statement. You know, because I looked this up to see what's going on, what y'all have to say about that. And Councilwoman Mary Sheffield said she didn't request it. Councilman James Tate said that, okay, since I'm getting a flood of tags and messages asking about this, I'll respond. The Cardi B Spirit of Detroit Award was not presented by me or my office. The names on a Spirit of Detroit Award are already pre-printed and available for any council member who chooses to use them. This is not even close to being the biggest issue we are facing in our city, and I'm not hating on her, but we're trying to find out who provided it. So I don't know what's going on with all of this nonsense, but congratulations to her. I mean, she had a big weekend.
Huge
I know it's
weekend.
Disappointing sometimes when people are mad at you over something that you had nothing to do with. In the
Absolutely.
Meantime, BET and VH1 are battling it out over who is going to air the Cardi B and Offset marriage special. Now, I'll be here for that. That's probably a real show to see their wedding and their whole behind the scenes. So apparently BET said, we got you when you're ready. And then Mona Scott replied, love you, BET, but we got this. Another check from Mona Scott at VH1 forever. So
now if I know Mona like I know Mona, I'm sure Mona has her under contract for a certain period of time since she did Love & Hip Hop. And I don't know if Cardi B can possibly go
but
anywhere
the
else.
The only thing was Cardi B one of the main ones? Or
she
was
wasn't. She, the first time she wasn't, but the second season she was.
She was? Okay, because mm-hmm. I was going to say it's probably easier to finagle out of that. But Cardi B has a lot of power, too. She might have been like, look, I'll do it, but take this out my contract. Take this out.
I don't know.
Who knows?
We'll see.
And by the time they get married, maybe she'll wait till they're out of contract.
That's true, too.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, you want to give somebody Donkey today? Call us up right now, 800-585-1051. Charlamagne's not here, so you can give Donkey to whoever you
oh,
want.
Oh, it's on you today. Let's see if you can. I know sometimes you listen and you're like, oh, I want to give Donkey to this person. I would have did this. Y'all need to give Donkey today to this person. Well, now's your chance.
All right. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang. Donkey of the shade. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit it with the heat.
Yeah, it's The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today? Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Aaliyah.
Good morning, Aaliyah. Who you want to give Donkey to, mama?
I want to give Donkey of the Day to my brother, Gabriel. I'm throwing his name out there, too. He wrecked my car this past weekend as I was on my way back home to New York. And he still has yet to admit that it was his fault. He keeps blaming it on the other person. Total lost my vehicle. And I'm using Lyft and Ubers every single day. And he's a Marine, so he's back in other Carolinas. But I'm definitely giving Donkey the Day to him.
What kind of car was it?
It was a Hyundai Elantra. I just got it. I just made my first payment on it.
Oh, my God. Now, if it's the other person's fault, don't they have to pay for it with their insurance?
No, it's his fault.
It was his fault.
Yeah, so he has to pay out. Like, we have to get another car or whatever. But I can't speak to him right now because, like I said, he's back on his job. He's a Marine. So I kind of feel bad. I'm like, okay, I haven't seen him in forever. But welcome home, sis. Like, you know, I gave him a welcome home party. I was on my way back to New York because I'm in Jacksonville, but I'm from Flatbush. So
I'm from Flatbush.
If that's your brother, you should bust his ass. You should bust
his ass. That's the same thing. I was like, okay, I'm just going to wait a couple more months. I'm going to handle my business, and then we're going to have World War III.
Well, he better be calling you up, trying to make sure he handles that.
Absolutely. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Who you want to give Donkey to, Sean?
Charlemagne the God.
What'd he do?
He ain't there. That's what he did.
He can't be at work every day. He took the day off.
Hey, that's his problem.
All right, thank you, Sean. Melissa, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Melissa, who you want to give Donkey to?
I want to give it to my boyfriend.
What'd he do?
This weekend, we went to a Halloween party, and he got pretty wasted and took it upon himself to bag the girl's number, and I caught them in action.
He thought you wouldn't see him because he's in costume?
That's funny.
No, I saw him. I know who the hell he was. He was the only panda man there.
Wow, and he came dressed as a panda trying to pick chicks up.
Don't curse, though. All right, I know you're upset. Well, is he still your boyfriend?
Yes, at the moment.
Maybe you need Donkey of the Day. No.
He was drunk.
Well, we've been together for a while. We have kids. We just bought a house that we're moving into next week. So this is just a whole lot of stuff going on right now. It's a lot of thinking.
What was his explanation?
Explanation was that the girl was writing her number down for me so she can talk with me.
That's a good one.
What?
I can see that.
Yeah.
That's a terrible excuse.
Yeah, that's a terrible excuse.
Why would she want to talk to you? Do you even know her?
No, I never seen her. That was the first time I ever seen her. The first time he ever seen her. He don't even know this girl.
Goodness gracious. Well,
I've never heard somebody give an excuse like that. I'm getting her number because she wants to talk to you. She don't know neither one of us.
It could be. You don't know that man's excuse or why that man did that, what he was thinking of.
Envy, if you defend this, then I'm going to think that
I'm not defending it.
Okay.
All right. That was a stupid excuse. I tried to help him, but nah, there's no helping that. Nah, there's no helping that. All right. Donkey,
I'm looking you sideways.
800-585-1051. Of course, Charlamagne's not here, so we open the phone lines open for you. But when we come back, shoot your shot. You want to shoot your shot with somebody? Hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Time to shoot your shot.
Time to shoot your shot
with The Breakfast Club.
This is your one chance. Don't mess it up. Mess it up. Mess it up. Mess
we
it
have
up.
Derek on the line. Derek, good morning.
Morning.
How's it going, man?
Hey, I'm great.
Do you sound like you just woke up, Derek?
No, I just got finished doing a little stretch. I'm just trying to calm down. Keep it smooth right now.
Calm down.
All right. Now, Derek, now you're a personal trainer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you want to shoot your shot with who, Derek?
Well, Crystal, actually. I mean, she needs my help, but at the same time, you know, I kind of like what she's working with.
What you mean she needs your help? She's a little big?
So you're her personal trainer?
Yeah.
That's awkward, and you're trying to holler?
I mean, if that's how you want to look at it, you know, I'm just trying to make someone's life a little bit more enjoyable for themselves.
Oh, Derek.
Do you still charge her for personal training sessions?
What? I got to make a living too, right?
Wow.
Now, you said she needs a little help, so she's overweight, you're saying?
I mean, if these are the words you like, I mean, she has a little issue. She just wants to need to work down, I guess.
But you still like her?
Yeah, of course. I mean, she a cutie.
Now, have you flirted with her? You play those type of games? You put your hand on her back and you slide it down? Like, tell me what
happens. Listen, it's the process, you know? I mean, I got to, you know, comfort her. I gotta make sure they know that I'm strong.
He can't molest her, Envy.
I'm not crossing them lines.
Envy, come on.
But has she?
Although the personal trainers are very
touchy.
Yeah,
they are very touchy.
Envy knows.
No.
Well, we gotta show you what muscles to work out. You know where the gains gotta come and where the non gain. Well, you gotta tighten it up.
Now has she give you any play back though?
I mean, I see her smiling a lot. I comfort her, put it that way.
All right, is she getting results? That's the main thing. Is she getting results from your personal training sessions?
I mean, of course. I mean, slowly but surely. My workouts. I mean, yeah, she is.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Now, mind you, what if she's not interested? Is she still going to be able to use you as her personal trainer? Because now it's awkward. You try to kick it to me. I wasn't interested. How am I supposed to let you stretch me out?
Hey, I'm open to the public, so
wow.
You know, I do my job.
Personal trainers have a bad reputation, too.
I don't know why.
As far as trying to, like, get with their clients, I hear a lot of stories.
It seems like that a lot, but all right, we're going to, what's her name again?
Crystal, come on, man. Keep up.
How am I supposed to know? All right, when we come back, we're going to call Crystal, and we're going to see how this works out. Good luck, all right?
All right.
Don't go anywhere and shoot
your
shot.
And I need you to sound a little more hype, Derek.
Hyper? Oh, hey, look, I'm going to tell it to you, like, I'm hype.
I was just making a little dry mix here.
Okay, let's do it.
My goodness. All right, when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Derek on the line. Now, Derek, we are about to call Crystal, all right?
Got you. Let's
We're
going to
be
it.
Quiet. We're going to step in once you get it going.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
Hey, Crystal, what's good?
What do you mean, what's good?
What's good? You ready to meet up, get some shapes, talk about me and you? I mean, I'm ready.
Derek, sweetheart, I don't know what you're trying to throw at me right now, but I'm trying to get a workout on.
That's what I'm trying to get on.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, but I'm trying to get myself in shape. You know, that's what you're supposed
Listen,
to be doing.
Listen, Crystal, we talked about this. I mean, I got to have a hands-on approach to handling your situation.
You know what, honey? I think you got a little cocky on this thing.
Nah, I'm not cocky. I mean, I'm confident. I know what you need. I can get you there. You got to put your trust in my hands, girl.
Oh, really? And how am I going to do that, Derek?
I don't understand. I mean, listen. Let's just meet up, get some shakes, go over the plan again. I mean, you know what you need.
Ah, this is hurting me.
Yeah, this is bad. This is awful. Very bad. This is very bad.
Oh my God, Krista, how you doing? It's Angela from the Breakfast Club.
And DJ. Good morning. Yeah. Well, Derek.
Wait a minute, what is going on here?
Well, let me explain. Derek called us and he said that he wanted to take y'all relationship a little step further. He wants to kind of get to know you, but it doesn't seem like you want to get to know him at all.
He wants to train you outside the gym, if you know what I mean.
He wants to get really cocky with you.
First of all,
stop thinking about dildos.
Derek, thank you very much because I love you, Angela. Secondly is I am not trying to do anything but to get my body in shape.
Exactly.
I found you on the floor when I was doing my twerk walk. I recognized that was not working for me. I needed to get my abs and my muscles in different areas up to par. I was not trying to get you up to me to do something other than that.
Right. That's what Krista, thank you. Now this is awkward. Now can you still use him as a trainer even though you're not interested?
Hell no.
I have the plan. I mean, come on.
Derek, let me tell you something. When I'm doing something and I'm lifting weights, I don't want to think about what you just said to me. Mm. I'm trying to get myself in shape so I can get a man.
Damn. You're looking at Derek as a man?
I'm a real woman. I work hard on myself. I work hard on breaking things down. I do well in my career. I did well in school.
Wow.
I look good. Do you find any reason, was there any indication that you ever thought that I was interested in you aside from my trainer?
Wow.
Now, come on. Now you want to switch up. You seem like you got people on your side and you want to act like our
on her side. Derek, she's just not interested. This was a...
it's all bad for you, Derek.
Yeah, this could have went either way.
We had some good sessions in the beginning, you know?
We had some great sessions, but those were sessions, sweetheart. That's as far as it goes.
Sorry
I don't know
you,
where
Derek.
Your mind is right now.
I mean, you opened up to me a little bit there.
You were her trainer. Derek, I hope you're not doing this with a lot of your clients.
Listen, my clients love the attention I give them, so I'm
not
cool.
This one.
I have so much work to do, so actually, y'all kind of holding me up.
We holding you up? You called
I'm
us!
I'm good. She's about 12 pounds away from her goal. Good luck.
And 12 beautiful pounds, sweetheart.
There you go.
Let me tell you.
12 pounds that you wanted all in your face.
There you go. Bye, Derek. Well, Crystal, I'm sorry it didn't work out. You keep working out. You get to your goal.
Yo, I am, and I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Happy Monday.
All right, happy Monday. Jeesh, all right. All right, well, that was Shoot Your Shot. 800-585-1051.
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. All right. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, we'll be talking about Tyrese. What can I say? It's Tyrese. We'll get into that.
All right, when we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody.
Pat,
it's DJ Envy. Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the
don't
Breakfast Club. I don't have no weave. I don't got no hair. You can't even sew nothing into mine. That's how you do it. Sew it in, right?
You can, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe you got a sew in. You got a lace front. You can get a lace front.
I can't get no damn lace front.
Yes, you could.
Well, why would I want? Why am I having this conversation with you? Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Swiss Beats.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report. Talk to him. With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Swizz, he's going to be graduating from Harvard in just 3 weeks, so congratulations to him. He posted, it's never too late to be great. Blessings and thanks for all the love and support. 3 years went by very fast. Wow, 3 weeks until graduation from the Bronx to Harvard. Focus time. And he thanked everybody for flying down with him for the support. Here is what he had to say on social media.
School time. Been a blessing. Coming from the Bronx, going to Harvard. A lot of people were saying, why would you go to school? It's never too late to get your education, further your education. Knowledge is power. Now this is my graduation stretch. I'm doing this for the culture. I'm doing this for my kids, for my family, for y'all, for me.
I'm proud of Swizz, man. I'm happy he did that.
Charlamagne keep asking for an honorary degree. He need to take his ass back to school and go ahead and just get a degree.
I don't think he's going to do that.
You see, Swizz made time. Hmm? He want to act like he don't have time. Swizz made time. Nick Cannon's back at school.
I don't know if Nick Cannon's back at school. He did that semester.
Honorary degree. Make him go there, take his classes, get on campus, and earn his degree.
All right.
That's all I have to say about that. Now, former President Barack Obama is going to have to do jury duty.
He's going to go?
Yes. He said he's going to serve sometime next month. So we don't know exactly when, but we do know that it will be in November.
Okay.
I feel like he's done enough that he shouldn't have to.
He shouldn't have to do jury duty.
As soon as his name pops up, just stopped being president.
Nah, they're not going to allow him to do that. That's going to be too crazy there.
All right, Selena Gomez. She was talking about her kidney and how her friend volunteered and stepped up and offered her hers. She said her kidneys were just done, so she said she was ready to give up at that point. She was unwilling to ask someone to make the sacrifice, so she had her friend Francia with her during the interview talking about saving her life. But in the meantime, she's been hanging out with Justin Bieber again. They've been having regular contact. Now, she was at his house the other day, and just recently on Sunday, they were having some type of brunch together.
Okay.
In L.A. Now, she is still with The Weeknd, and supposedly he's okay with them being friends. I don't know. How
The Weeknd's a nice guy. No, there's no way in hell.
He's a nice guy. His security's not so nice.
Yeah, his security pushed your friend to the floor.
And apparently pushed somebody else in Atlanta, too.
I don't know why she didn't stay there and start and go take an ambulance and sue. But anyway, no, there's no way that my girlfriend is going to be hanging out with my ex after that nasty breakup and all that. No, there's no reason to be talking.
Yeah, maybe The Weeknd needs to call his security over there.
Push him down?
Oh, no, they only push women down. But anyway, she's been around Justin Bieber a lot, and her family is not very happy about it. One family member said, Justin is a vile human and will never be accepted by us as long as she is even speaking to him in any way. It is not only disrespectful to everyone around her, it is disrespectful to herself. Mm. Sheesh. All right, now, Jay-Z has responded to Bob McNair, who is the owner of the Houston Texans, over the comments that he made, where basically he said, we can't let the inmates run the prison.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the football players, comparing them to inmates.
Right.
Poor analogy. Now, here's what Jay-Z had to say while he was on his 444 tour.
Injuring their stuff on the field, giving all they got. That's how they look at you. That's exactly what they think about you. We got so much further to go. Truth is, we all believe in, whatever you believe in, God, Allah, that what you believe in. We all come from one source, which means that we're all brothers and sisters at the end of the day.
Yeah, I didn't like the inmates running the asylum. That sounds crazy. I don't even know why he would think like that.
How dare you call your players inmates? And I get it that it was an analogy. Terrible choice for an analogy.
Yeah, that sounds
stupid. You just refer to them as inmates.
You got a long way to go. And I'm surprised he's still the owner. They haven't tried to get him out of there for that.
All right, now I got to give you a breaking news update. Earlier I was telling you about some charges being brought against something to do with Trump's campaign, with mm-hmm. collusion, with the Russians being involved in the whole voting. Well, Paul Manafort has turned himself into the FBI. He's a former Trump campaign chairman. So he did surrender today to special counsel. And Rick Gates, who was the former Trump campaign official, was also told to turn himself in.
Mm.
So we'll let you guys know. Obviously, by tomorrow, we should have some more information. But this just happened. So we're finding out how is this going to affect Donald Trump. Let's see what he tweets about this. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
We'll give you all the updates tomorrow. All right, now shout to Revolt TV. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mix is up next. Let me know what you want to hear at DJMV 800-585-1051. I know tomorrow is Halloween. Have you,
you
guys
do
got
know
your,
that?
Did you get your Halloween outfit yet?
No, I didn't really have anything to dress up as.
No?
What did you think about Kim Kardashian dressed up as Aaliyah? It hurt my heart.
Well,
for
she
some
said
reason.
She said she wanted to respect the greats, and she was doing it.
Well,
you know, doing a bunch of different people. Yeah, that's what she was saying. She was doing a bunch of different people.
No,
but a lot of people dress up as Aaliyah. Are people but, just mad because Kim did it?
Yeah, I think so.
So anybody Kim would have did, they would have been mad about.
No, nobody was mad about Cher.
I was thinking, how could I dress up as Charlamagne? I wanted to be Charlamagne this year, but I was like, what?
Well,
you're
the
wear?
Same complexion.
I mean, that's the only thing we got. In, that's the only thing I could think of. What I do? A jean suit and Tim's.
Mm-hmm. What else does he wear? Some type of t-shirt with a slogan on it.
I thought about that. But then I thought about putting maybe dark spots under my eyes. I couldn't think of
he
it.
He doesn't have that anymore.
Wear the suit from the picture in his book. Nobody's going to remember that suit.
Yeah, he never really wears a suit. I don't know. We got to see you dressed up as something. Now, you should be Carlos Boozer.
You know what? The People's Choice mix is up next. Let
Who
me know what you want to hear
be?
At DJ Envy or 800-585-1051. Get your request in right now, and I'll get your joints on for you. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.